Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the sugya of Rov and Kavua. This is the third shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. We've already seen a floss. The Yisod HaDvarim is that the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachomim of whether you pay attention to the miyut or you don't. You're choshish for the miyut. You're not choshish for the miyut. It's if the Rov completely erases the miyut. According to Rav Meir, it does not. Therefore, you have to be choshish for the miyut. According to Chachomim, it does, and that's the same machlokes as we saw at length. As to whether smach miut lechazaka, if the miut is completely erased, then obviously you can't be samechit to the chazaka. But if it is not completely erased, then you can be samechit to the chazaka. Therefore, Meir holds smach miut lechazaka. And then we saw that in the instance where the miut is not completely erased, like a miut hamatzoi, then we would, even the chachomim, even the didon, we would say that you do pay attention to the miut. Kafi she'erachnu ba shi'ur hakodem b'siyata d'shmaya. That's how we explained when it comes to Ibehema, who was shechted before the eighth day, and therefore it's a suffik nafel. So there's a miut of animals that are nafels. And memeli you're choshish for that miut, because it's also a cheskas she'en ozavuach. Smach miut lechazaka, and it is aser to eat that animal. Masha'en came when it comes to vlados, that a vlad who dies before 30 days is safek nefil, but there's no chazaka. So memela, when it comes to yibum, the chazafik is, did the man have any children? And the child he had died for the 30 days. So since it's merely a miut, we have no chazaka. And memela, the rabbis hold that we baslina basaruba. That's where the Rama Paskins, we go after the rove. And if it's an ashes coin, we don't make her do yibum, because then she'd have to separate from her husband. Chalitza, that would make her separate from her husband. Because you could just be samech on the rov that most babies aren't nafils. So that's so the rabbis hold again. If there's no if it's a miut hamatsui, so then you say smoch miut lechazaka, because then the miut is not erased. Okay, so that's betamtzis we saw in the previous shir. Again, this is the third shir. I hope you listen to the first two because they're super geshmak. Baruch Hashem. Hoda adinai ki tov ki leolam. Chazdo, אנחנו ממשיכים עכשיו. ושוב, זה על פי תורת מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו, מרן ראש הישיבה, שלשמו וזכרו תאוות נפש, הגאון הגדול רב חיים זצ"ל. בשולחן ערוך ירידיה, בסימן שין עין גימל, סעיף ד', הוא פסק, the dad of the coin becomes tummy to his son, who dies, רחמנא ליצלן, לא עלינו, is דווקא, when he died after 30 days, if he died within 30 days, he's a suffic nephil, unless we know that his mother gave birth to him. She went the full nine innings. If she went the full nine innings, then he's not a suffik nefil. But if often the lokim lay the kaluch aloch adashav, we don't know, then he's a suffik nefil. And memela, the father does not become tummy to this son. Ain matami the suffik nefil. So they ask in the name of the kro. See the Bi'ur Agra, Narechaim, and Shin Lamed Aleph, Sif Gimel. Why aren't we samech on the Rov? Rov aren't nefels. Rov children aren't nefels. Let's be samech on the Rov. And it's a mitzvah sese, the tame of the Kroivim. It's a mitzvah sese to become tame to Kroivim. So Memela, this is like a B'diavit, ideally in a Chinami. You're not sure, maybe he's a nefel, but here you don't know. And you have a mitzvah sese d'oraisa to keep of Thomas Kroivim. So why don't we allow the father to be metami to his son who died before the 30 days? Just like in the case of Yavama, the Rambam paskins that if the Yavama gets up and is miskadeshes to a kohen, then you're samech on the rov that are not nefalim. If she would do chalitza, right, she would become aser to her husband. So you're samech on the rov that aren't nefils, and you assume that the baby that was born from this from her 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 from her late husband, we assume was a viable child, and Mimela, she doesn't have to do chalitza, go after the rov. So why don't we here also go after the rov and be mechayiv the father to be kamtame to this child? So lefi amavuah nirali yashev etakushia kach anachn dorshim b'torat kohanim ze muva barif b'rei shilchis tuma b'daf aleph amud beis lo yitama ala vaday hu mitame ve'ein mitame ala safek. As ikshah b'nemukei Yosef. Right, it says you only become tamei ala vaday and not on the safek. You have a miut not to become tamei on the safek. Frekta nemukei Yosef. Why do we need a pasuk to be memai to safek? Hare ze pashut. Safek yisur lechumra. Ve'eino rasha'i la'avor al yisur Torah. Al yisur tum'a. Misafek. Az lama tzarich po pasuk miyuchad? Drasha miyuchadet to tell us that only on Tamei Vadei the Kohen becomes Tamei. Not on Tamei Safek. It's Pshita. But Safek Yisura L'chumra. And he's now let it be over in Issur Tumah Misafek. Kach iksha Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moor Einenu Baal HaNemukei Yosef. You know when you need this miut? You need this miut in Azafar, b'makre kaze, b'ofen kaze, b'tziur kaze, shel sofik nefel. Tebeloi miuto hayarashoy litomiloi. Mishum deika achroas roiv, she'enoi nefel. V'yalfinan meihach miuto, the soif soif mechlal sofik loy nofik. Bigzerat hakatuvu drak ala vaday mitame velo ala sofik. So you know when you need the miut, says the Minchas Chinuch. When you're dealing with a sofik nefel, a doubtful stillborn, that without the miut you'd be allowed to become tame to him. Why? Because there's a hachra of roiv that he's not a nefel. And we learn from this miut that sof sof, mechlal safek, lo nafik, zadayin begedel safek. And it's exeris hakosav, rak alat vaday mitame, velo ala safek. So in other words, you would normally file the rov and say that it was a viable child. But here it's saying that since sof calls sof, and achon adayin betchum shel safek, as a sur litame, ki rak ala vaday mitame, ולא מתמה ולא נתמה לספק. וזה הזכרנו הרבה פעמים תשיט המקובצת בו ומציע בשם טייספס הראש דלוי מקרי אסירי ועדי על ידי רובה די איסה כמון. That the Shita Mekubetzes tells us in the name of the Tosis HaRosh that we need Asiri Vadai and not Asiri Safek. And if it's just a rove, it's still together Asiri Safek when you're talking about Meiser Behema. That if you're Mesupik, if this animal is really Chayiv in Meiser Behema, so it's Asiri Safek, so even though you have a rove, rove animals in the pen are definitely Chayiv in Meiser Behema. But there's a suffix on one of the animals. So it's a siri vadai, not a siri suffix. Aye, it's a rove. You have a rove. It doesn't matter. Because rove doesn't shafta a vadai. Rove remains, it blibes a suffix. Just all that time I spent in Lakewood was, how much time did I spend in Lakewood? So I'll tell you. A number of years ago, my niece, she should live and be well, got married in Lakewood. And I went to the wedding, so I spent a few hours in Lakewood. And it's actually an interesting story because she moved around with her husband, Baruch Hashem. He was in this kollel and that kollel. They moved to the south and back, now they're back in Lakewood, Baruch Hashem. There to stay, I'd be a skoil. So that was my one experience in Lakewood, a few hours of that wedding. And then my downstairs neighbor, when I used to live in the old city, my downstairs neighbor once made a chasana in Lakewood. and I happened to have been in America at the time. That was more by chance I was in America. There's no chance, but for my niece's wedding, it was Kavanas Mechuvan. It's my brother's daughter. But my neighbor was in line, and he made a chasinus. I said, I'll go. And I went to Lakewood. It's a long ride. In any event, that was my time spent in Lakewood. If anyone wants to know about my Lakewood history, I'm sure that was very important. I'm sure that's exactly why you clicked on this year. You're thinking to yourself, what, was Zerman ever in Lakewood? There you have it. So we have that the Rov is not a Vade. Rov is not a Vade. Rov still remains a suffix. So when you require a Siri Vade, Rov won't help you. So here also, Rov will not help you say a Vade. Say that you have a Vade over here, it still remains a suffix. And Mimele, you're now going to become Tame to a suffix Nafel. Now, problem with this Teretz is that the Shmaitzer writes, Shmaitzer Beis, Perek Tesvav, that the Rush, who says that Roiv doesn't make Vadai, it still remains a suffix even after the Rov, was only said by Aruba de Issei Kamon, which is Xeris HaKosev. It's not a Rov Svar, a Rov that's in front of us. But if it's Aruba de Lesser Kamon, it's just a Rov in the world. You know, that's just the way it is in the world. It's a statistical rov. So that's a rov of Svara. So that's a stronger rov. And that's the way it is in the world. Not just you have what you have in front of you. You have a mute and rov in front of you. That's a ruba de isa kaman. So there, that still remains a suffix, because maybe it's taka part of the mute. But if it's statistical, then it makes sense logically that since in the world, that's the way it is. That's the derech. This is the rov and this is the miut. So there you can file the rov. Now this is in Rabbi Kiva Eger, he doesn't. In Tinyan and Kufches, he wasn't mechalik like this. In the newly published Chidush HaMaksubas Tesvav Amin Aleph, there's a gloss there in the middle of the tshuva, and Hitaka makes this chiluk. In Jewish V'chidish, talks about this chiluk. Al Kopanim, it's not such a push the chiluk, but that's anyway the chiluk that the Shmaitzer makes, and Mimela, if that's true, that you can't say this about a Ruba, we're talking here about, when you talk about Nefils, that's a Ruba, the lesser, come on, that's a Rove that's not in front of us, that's just a statistical in the world, that's the Rove in the world, so a Mimela, that makes it a Vadai, so it wouldn't be Mimaiden and Nefil, so this Teretz of the Minchas Chinuch wouldn't fly, again, this Minchas Chinuch, one of the brachas of this door is how we have such beautiful perushim on the Minchas Chinuch. We have the Machon Yerushalayim edition of the Minchas Chinuch with all the footnotes at the bottom. It's so beautiful. It adds so much. And these mitamseis on the top, the various he'aris. And then on the bottom, you have delicious Mar Mekoymis. You can go deeper into it. And many svarim have been written of recently they came out with Laharis Nasan, Nasan Piryar, Nasan Gishtetner on the Minchas Chinuch. Very, very exciting to see what that guy in Olam has to say about the Minchas Chinuch Keseda. And Baruch Hashem, people are into news. They go to this news site and that news site and the Yeshiva world, and the Chavez and Matzav. They're into news. Rabbi Isai, the best news is in the Minchas Chinuch. It's very new. Unless you know the Minchas Chinuch, what he says is new. It's much more interesting, much more stimulating. It's not just bad news, like news sites are just filled with bad news. And then if you already know everything the Minchas Chinuch says, then Baruch Hashem, there's so many different He'aris and Biurim and Chidushim, and the Minchas Chinuch himself knew that he was writing Bekitzer. He didn't speak everything out, everything he thought. You have a Rav Ram Genuchovsky, who's mamish, you know, he builds binyanim. If you have one floor of the Minchas Chinuch, so then on top of that, Rav Ram can build 65 more floors of stadim lekan, with stadim lekan, v'advar meirim, samchin l'chol mevinei mada, v'oavei das, baruch Hashem. As anachshav ze aya pesek zman lektzat, you know, the world according to me. So now we're going to get back to our sugya. As lefima she'amalnu nira tam shetachoshiv sofik. As lama b'met sofik nefil nechshav sofik. Dehumishum de kaimelan ki Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, hu choshesh, the miut hamotzui shel nefalim. Remember, we saw that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, he's concerned with the miut hamotzui, and therefore he says that if you have a Warren Shabbos Kuflamet Hamid Base Kol Sheshah Shloshim Yom Ba'Adam Eino Nefel, that in order for not to be a Nefel, to know that the child is a viable child, it has to be been alive for 30 days, because there's a Mir HaMatsui. In order for it to be vade viable child, so there's a mir hamatsui that of nefalim, and therefore he says it's not a vade. And we saw the yisod of the dagul meravava that b'makom mir hamatsui it's not shayich the din that miyuta kamandalese. A mir hamatsui, you're not misalik the suffix, so therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to be choshish for the tzad amiut. It's just a hachrov roiv b'toras psak b'safik. We saw that there are two types of rovs. There's a rov that's mevatel the miut, and there's a rov that's a hachrov. The rov that's mevatel the miut when there's not a mir hamatzui, the didana, let's davri remeir, for us. And then there's a rov that in achanami it's not mevatel the suffix, doesn't wipe out the suffix, but it's a toras psak, paskins for us that. You have to be choshish for the miut. B'chay gavna lo choshiv v'adai. The dafka roiv ma'aliyah de isbeidina de miuta kamandalese dami hu de choshiv kivadai. Kim de mori levara lesalik hasafik. So it's only hachrav rov b'taras psak b'safik. And that's not considered v'adai. Because as we saw, only a rov ma'aliyah, when the miuta is kamandalesa, when there's no miuta at all, when the miuta is erased, then we say that the rov is a vadai. But when the miuta is not erased, then we say that the rov is still a safek. That was the yisod that we saw in the previous shir, b'siyata d'shmaya. Ay b'siyata d'shmaya, and whatever we do. So now, lefize anachnu yochalim letaretz the psak shel Shulchan Aruch, that he's not become doesn't become tummy to his son who died within 30 days. You can't ask, why don't we go after the rov that are not nefalim, rov that are not stillborns? The answer is because this rov is only within hachro psak b'safik. It's the way we paskin. It's hachro. We decide we have to. We're going to go with the rov, but it's still not a vada. It blibes the suffik, and that therefore we have a miut. In other words, as long as you're still in the realm of Suffolk, you don't become Tame. So what the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say is that you have a rov, like the Shita Mekubetzis brings the name of the Tosa Rosh, that it's not called Asiri Vaday, Al Yedei Ruba De Issa Kaman. But that's only Ruba De Issa Kaman. We said this is a Ruba De Lesa Kaman. So would be considered a vade? The answer is, in theory, yes. But here, it's a miut hamatsui. In miut hamatsui, we say that the rov doesn't wipe out the miut. Ibazoi, you have to be choshesh that the child is a nefel, and the male of the father can't become tame, because al avade hu nitma, velo al hasafik. It's just interesting to note that we have a, or mamai de safik, you know, it's a whole machlokas, right? If sveka daraisa, lemenataras is the Chumra min HaTorah or only Midrabana? Right, according to the Rambam, Sveika Darais is only Chumra Midrabana. Min HaTorah Yigo Lekula. So this would work out great. Lo Yitam only Ala Vadai. But Ein Mitame Ala Safek, because min HaTorah Minatorah, in cases of Sveikus, your Mekel. Meaning here you'd be allowed to become tummy. That's why you need a special miyut to tell you no. Here we're machmir in a case of suffik. That'd be according to the Rambam. According to the Rashba would be a kasha. You don't need a miyut. We need Chazal to tell you we're mamayit suffik. We know in our own sveikah daraisa l'chum is mena Torah. But according to the Rambam, that sveikah daraisa is l'kula mena Torah, you dafka need this chiddush in Chazal. But akoponim, even if you hold that it's still a sveikah daraisa is l'chum mena Torah, so in a chinami, but you could still, but here it's not a regular suffik, here it's a roif. Here it's a roif, so why don't we file the roif? And the answer is, kfi shamanu, that it's talking about a mir hamatzui. In the Hagois Maimonios, in the Perak Aleph Memila, Lo Ois Yud, he writes, Shebin Nefel, there's no mitzvah kvure. By a Nefel, there is no mitzvah to bury the stillborn. Today we bury stillborns. We shouldn't know from such things. Frek de magin Avram, simen tof kuf chav vav sif katan chav. Shebetorat kohanim, anachnu dorshim, she'ein mitzvah stumas kroivim gabei nefel. She'tzichim dumi da avi v'v'imoi. Ma avi v'v'imoi b'nei kayoma, yatsu b'noi uvitoi nefalim, she'einam b'nei kayoma. So we darshan that there's no tumas krovim legabei nefel, because it has to be similar to aviv uleima. In the Torah's Kohanim, we darshan there's no mitzvah tumas krovim legabei nefel, because it has to be similar to aviv uleima. In other words, we know that there's a mitzvah of a kohen to become tamei to his mother and to his father. So Nefel is excluded. It's not like his mother and his father, because Aviv and Imor are B'nei Kayama. And that excludes Nefalim. That excludes stillborns that are not B'nei Kayama. Zim Kacha, as L'Divrei Agot Maimoniyot, where do you need to be Memayit Miparashas Tumas Krovim? Harei Kol HaMitzva Lihitamei He letzorech kvura. What's the whole mitzvah of tuma? The whole mitzvah of tuma is letzorech kvura. That's why there's a mitzvah of tuma, letzorech kvura. Why, according to the Agos Maimonides, the Agos Maimonides holds that by Nefel there's no mitzvah of Kvura. So if by Nefel there's no mitzvah of Kvura, so it's pashut that don't become tamei to them. In other words, the Lechori, the Medrash is learning, the Teres Kohanim is learning that there is a mitzvah of Kvura by Nefel. Because if there's no mitzvah of Kvura by Nefel, why do I need to remind them from the mitzvah of Tumah? The whole reason of becoming tamei is in order to keep the berry. But if there's no mitzvah of Kvura, there's no Tumah. So it must be that you do bury Nefalim. And we have a special meat that despite the fact that you bury them, there's no Tumas Krovim. So that's a kasha on the Hagos Maimonius. You, the Hagos Maimonius, who hold that by Nefal there's no Mitzvah Kvura, so Mehechi Tesi, that you should become Tamei to the Nefal. There's no Mitzvah Kvura, and the whole reason you're becoming Tamei is for Kvura. So that's how I call panim the kasha and the ghost memonios. As al pi ha'amur, nera li yashev kushyato kach. She'im banu leftor mi letamei lenefel, rak mishum, she'ein bo mitzvat kvura, im kein hayadin noten, she'bemeis b'seich lamid, duhu sofik nefel, yehi chayav li tamei lo. If we would come to pater one from becoming tummy to a nefel only because there's no mitzvah of kvura, so that would mean that what? That if the child is meis b'seich lamid, if the baby is meis b'seich lamid, if it's a suffik nefel, then he's going to be chayv li tummy. Because now there's a psak and hachara of rov that it's not a nefel. And that's enough to be mechayiv mitzvahs kvur and memela. One would have to become tamei to the suffik nefel. And it's not shaykh to say here that it's a miut and you're not metamei ala suffik, because it would appear pashut. Shekola miut hu dafka b'chai gabin udev suffik bikur akurva. We said before that you don't become tamei ala suffik. When you don't become tamei ala suffik, what does it mean you don't become tamei ala suffik? L'chor, what it means is that there's a suffik b'ikur akurva. There's a suffik whether you're related. That's the suffik. There's a suffik whether or not there's a familiar relation over here. So, that is where we would say in Chazal that you need a pasuk, that the pasuk tells us not to become tamei ala suffik. Not to become tamei ala suffik, there's a suffik if you're related. But let's say you're definitely related, and the suffik is coming from a different place. Where's the suffik coming from? Maybe there's no chi of kvur at all. That's the suffik over here. The suffik over here is that maybe there's no chi of kvur at all, because he died within 30 days, and maybe there's no chi of kvura, and there's no chi of kvura, then you don't become tamei to him. So that's not included in the miut. That's not included in the miut when we're mamayit a suffik. Mamayit a suffik is suffix in bikur akurva. But we're not mamayit a suffik where you know that there's a kurva, you're just not sure if there's a chi of kvura, which would entail tuma. Uviyoser de kevin de gabe kvure, nifsak mikoach arov, the nifs mitzvah akorvo. Moreover, that since the gabe kvura, we pass in mikoach arov that it's a mitzvah to bury this suffik nefel. So that's not considered metamei ala suffik, because now we already pass in from somewhere else. We pass in, there's definitely a mitzvah to bury. So male, it's not a suffik that you have to become tamei anymore. Vadi, you have to become tamei. So that's why the Taras Koyanim had to be memait nefel. Me iker ha'par she'shel tumas kroivim. Deloi choshiv koroiv el adumia de oviv v'imoi. She'ein b'nei kayama v'loi nefel. So that's why you need this Taras Koyanim to tell us this chiddush. And what's the chiddush? That a nefel is excluded from the ikar parsha of tumas karovim. You know when you're considered a karov? Aviv and imo, b'nei kayama. A nefel is mufka from the ikar parsha, is memuad from the ikar parsha of tumas karovim. A nefel is not considered a karov. Only b'nei kayama are considered karovim. And memela, this tinaik, Shemes b'seich lamed is taka suffik karov. It's a suffik in the ikar kurva. Because the only kurva that won, the only relation, family, familiar relation, where one is chayv to become tamei, is a vadai, is a ben kibnei kayama. But this tinoik is a suffik karov, because nefalim are not considered karovim. And this mes b'seich lamed is a suffik karov now, because only vade karovim, i.e. b'nei kayama, like aviv nimor b'nei kayama, viable human beings, only they are considered vade karovim. This tinoik is now a suffik karov. It's not, the suffik isn't coming from somewhere else. The suffik, and it's mamish a suffik kurva. Before we said that it's not a suffik. We said the only suffik where mamayit is a suffik, and that's a makurva. This is taka saka of suffik kurva. It's a suffik karov. This child is a suffik karov. Why is a child a suffik karov? Because you're only considered, that's what the Taras Koyanim tells us. You're only considered a karov if you're ben kayama. And memela we have a miut shenu metamei ala suffik, even we have a choras harov, that it's not a nefel. But nevertheless, it's still not a vade karov. It needs to be a vade karov. So we had asked that Gos Meonio says that by nefel there's no mitzvah kvura. So frak the Taras Koyanim, Afrek the Magen Avram, I in the Taras Koyanim, it says that ein mitzvah tumas kroivim gabe nefel. We require dumi da avivimo or b'nei kayama, so yatsu nefalim that are not b'nei kayama. So you don't become tamei to a nefil. But according to the Gos Maimonides, you don't need to be memayit from the parish of Tumas Krovim. Why do you need to be memayit the nefil from the parish of Tumas Krovim? The whole mitzvah of tamei is l'tzarech hakvura. And that's how the Magen Avraham learns based on Tosfos and Pesachim 9a. So if Divrei Maaseh l'b'shivchas v'shulchan aruch yerodeh Hashem 9 gimel sif hei, v'ein kan ha'mokom la'arich b'zeh. But by nefil, there's no mitzvah of kvura. So if there's no mitzvah of kvura, so me'echi teisi that she should become tamei. This nefil. So the answer is you're going in the wrong order. That you can't say there's no mitzvah of kvura. You start off with that, with the hanacha, with the assumption that there's no mitzvah of kvura, and then you tell me a chiddush on top of that that you don't become tamei to the nefil. Of course, if there's no mitzvah of kvura, you don't become tamei. You have to go in the other direction. First, you need the chiddush that you don't become tamei to the nefil. And why taka don't you become tamei to the nefil? You don't become tamei to the nefil because it's suffic in the ikra akulva. Because we have a miut. Only aviv li'imo you become tamei to them. Because they're b'nei kayama. But a nefil is a suffic in the ikra akulva. And since this, you're not sure if he's even related, because you're only considered related if you're a ben kayama, if you're a viable fetus, a viable baby. So this nefel is not considered a viable baby. And memela, since it's not considered a viable baby, you don't become tame to this. There's no heter of Tumas Krovim. Why is there no heter of Tumas Krovim? Because it's a suffik. You only become tame ala suffik with ala vade. And here it's a suffik bikara kurva. So this tinok shemes b'soch lamed is a safek karov, and therefore now it goes into the category of ein matame ala safek. And once ein matame ala safek, memela there's no mitzvah of kvura. Because otherwise you would say that it is chayv in kvura. That by nefil you would say that there is a chi of kvura. Because really we should be mechayiv in kvura. Why should we be mechayiv in kvura? We should be mechayiv in kvura because rov aren't nefalim. We should be mechayiv in kvura because rov noladim aren't nefels. So that's why we should be mechayiv in kvura. Once we're mechayiv in kvura, then like we said before, once we pass in mikol charov, there's a mitzvah of kvura. So it's not considered metame ala safek. And also we said that the safek is a vade karov, the safek is mitzad acher, maybe there's no chi of kvura. So that's why the Torah Sequanim had to be memayit in nefil from the Iker parish of Tumas Krovim. It's not considered a karov, only dumi to avi v'ima. When it's considered a karov? When it's a ben kayama. Not a nefil. A nefil doesn't have a din of a karov. So Memela, once a nefil doesn't have a din of a karov, Memela, it's a safek. Safek, you don't become tame, and if you don't become tame, Memela is no mitzvah of kvura. So that's the teretz, the Magen Avraham's kasha, of why do you need a miut? Why do you need a miut from the parish of Tumas Krovim? The whole mitzvah of Tumah is only the Tzarech HaKvura. Why did a mir of a nefil from the parish of Tumas Krovim? The whole mitzvah of the Tumah is only the Tzarech Kvura. But by nefil, there is no mitzvah of Kvura, according to the Gos Maimonides. So why would you think you're becoming Tumah? The answer is you would think that there is a mitzvah of Kvura, because you have to follow the Rov. And Rov nefels. So therefore you would think there is a mitzvah of kura. That's why we need the miyut to tell you no. There's no mitzvah of tuma. And if there's no mitzvah of tuma, there's no mitzvah of kura. Just when I'm having a lot of trouble, I'm really struggling with this. You know, usually people don't admit when they're giving online shiurim and there are thousands of people present live and millions upon millions who are listening. So you start admitting your personal struggles, your struggle with drugs, with alcohol. Actually, today it's in to admit your struggles, but I've never really struggled with drugs or alcohol. Just one perm 34 years ago, I had too much alcohol. It wasn't really a struggle, you know. I don't have a drinking problem. I drink, I get drunk, I fall down. So that was just one perm, the first and last time in my life that that's happening. And Baruch Hashem. So the and drugs also, you know. It says that Torah is a samachayim. So that's my drug. What I'm struggling with is that this is only talking about to legabe kohanim. So time of the Gabi Kohanim, there's no mitzvah of kvura. Because you can't become tame. The male, there's no mitzvah of kvura. But what about Yisraelim? This doesn't tell us anything about Yisraelim. The Magos Memanio says there's no mitzvah of kvura for any nefel. The question is, why don't we follow the rov by every nefel? And say that there is a chiyuv of kvura. He says there's no kvura. If you look in the Magos Memanio, it's there in the Chazmila. He's talking, he's not talking about kvura. He's talking about any nefel. There's no mitzvah of kvura by nefel. So once there's no mitzvah of kvura by nefel, so we our answer was, no, you'd have thought there is because you file the rov. So come on, well, no, you don't become tamei then. Say there, but that's only by a that's only by kohanim, but not by non kohanim. There's no issur of tumah. So I guess the answer is, to resolve my struggle, that when we say that the whole mitzvah of like the Magen Avraham learns, that the whole mitzvah litam is letzarech kvura, is even talking about Yisrael. In other words, by Kohanim it's a chiddush. By Kohanim it's a chiddush, you could become tamei to your relatives. But anytime you become tamei to your relatives, why is there a mitzvah to become tamei to your relatives? In order to bury them. So what we're doing in this parasha is that we're being memayit. We're saying that there is no, not by Kohanim and not by anybody. Meaning we're mafkia. There's no mitzvah of tumas krovim anymore. There's no mitzvah to come tummy to this tinok. And memela, there's no mitzvah of kvura. But if not for this miyot, you wouldn't have known that. What this miyot tells us is only you're only becoming tummy. There's only mitzvah of tumas krovim, i.e. tumas krovim equals kvura. There's only because that's why you're becoming tummy. Right, and it's also it's for kvura. So he's saying no to mitzvah tumas krovim is also no mitzvah kvura, and that applies to everybody. Just again, by kohanim, you need a special heter, but by Yisraelim, that's also why you're becoming. That's also the mitzvah of why you're becoming tamei to the mace. It's because there's a mitzvah of burial. But if you say that there's no mitzvah of becoming tamei to the person, then there's also no mitzvah of burial. And that's how the Gaos Maimonides got that there's no mitzvah of burial, but it starts with this miut. And then you get to the fact there's no kvura. If you start with the fact there's no kvura, then of course you don't become tamei to them. But you would think you do become tamei because you're samech on the rov. So kamash plan, no. There's b'chal no mitzvah of tumas krovim, there's no mitzvah of kvura. And we actually had a shir about that many moons ago in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Lamed Zayin at Sivushin at Stavenu Shiatamu HaKohanim Nekroiv Menes Karim B'tarish Ken Me'ach Shemana HaKosel Metam L'Meis Bilvad. כדי לחייב להם והידו להם איתם לקרוא מייב שלום שזה ושזו ושזו וזה רשוס בלבד רוצה איתם ואינה רוצה איתם לפי גלת לא זה כסף איתו להם את זה וחיוב וחיוב. In other words, you might think that the coin's not to become tamei to the mace. So here he doesn't have to become tamei to the relatives, to be mechabe the relatives. In other words, to bury the relatives. So kamash malon, no. He has to become tamei in order to be mechaved, in other words, in order to bury. So you see, the whole mitzvah of becoming tamei to the krovim is only in order to give the cover to the mace and to bury the mace. So memela, here we see that there's no mitzvah tumas krovim. So that means that there's no mitzvah of kuras hamace, meaning sai by kohanim and sai by Yisraelim. I think that's the answer. I hope it is. If anybody thinks that I'm wrong, then please, Adiram, I'd be gvaldik. Sweet friends, we still have so much more to talk about. So please stay tuned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just lighten up our eyes in his beautiful Torah This was the third shiur in this series. And we're talking about Rov and Karo, Rabbi said. This is not a shiur, this is a kuntres. Right, we have a sach basuret and do. Okay, a very, very chash of sigis and shas. And a lot of Torah. A lot of good geschmack Torah. So please stay tuned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be memali kol mishal slibchem v'toiva. And he should be mezake us to learn mitoch simcha v'tuv leivav. And we should have the financial means and the menuchas hanefesh and the simchas chayim and everything good in order of Dovamis. So please stay tuned, and we should just keep learning such a special sweet Torah and just get closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.